The Fair Work Ombudsman says it's putting big companies on notice after another widespread wage theft scandal was revealed today. Woolworths has admitted to underpaying almost 6,000 staff for the last 10 years, totalling around $300 million. Former Ombudsman Natalie James was at the helm of the Fair Work when underpayment in the hospitality sector was highlighted. She joins me now. Natalie, welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks for having me, Patricia.
What's going on that such a huge company can underpay its staff for 10 years?
Look, we're seeing a lot of this, aren't we? ASX 200 companies coming out and confessing that they have these latent underpayments in their systems. So this has been going on for a while. I gave a speech in June this year where I talked about this new trend. So when I was Fair Work Ombudsman, we were focused on visa workers. We were focused on workers in a very vulnerable position in a range of consistently non-compliant sectors like hospitality, fast food, the harvest trail. Now we're seeing companies, very large and established companies, getting it wrong. And there are a few dimensions to this. One is that when something's wrong in a payroll system or something's been missed, when it's scaled across these very large companies over 6, 7, 8, 10 years, the amount adds up very, very quickly. There's no doubt that there's been some neglect in corporate Australia of their systems when it comes to wages.
In a statement, Woolworths has said they unreservedly apologise. Here's their chief executive, Brad Bantucci.
This is the first time I've been involved in a situation where we have inadvertently underpaid team and we're fixing it. And that's the only thing I can talk to today. And we're fixing it, no questions asked. And irrespective of the consequences for the financial impact on Woolworths or for our senior executive.
We've heard businesses say awards and the wage system can be confusing. Is that an excuse here for Woolworths? I keep coming back to the fact that they're Woolworths. They're enormous. They have an entire HR department. You'd think they'd be able to kind of manage the intricacies of the industrial relations system.
There's no doubt our system is confusing and complex. It's probably the most complex in the world. But you are quite right, Patricia. Companies that have these resources to hand have all that they need to get it right. It's not straightforward if you haven't invested. So if you invest in the right systems, if you are recording the hours that are worked by people, you've got good time and attendance systems, you've got a payroll system that is coded to reflect that award or that agreement, to reflect the hours that attract overtime. If you understand that if, for example, in the retail industry, if you don't get a 12-hour break between shifts that people tip into overtime or double time, if you understand when the penalty rates hit and your system is coded to pick this up, and you are paying people for every hour that they work and you're recording that information, then yes, you can get it right. But sadly, it seems that many companies haven't invested in this way or they haven't had the right eyes on the arrangements that are in place so that people are being paid annualised salaries that don't bear any connection with the underlying award or agreement in place.
I feel like it doesn't get bigger than Woolworths. So given you know, today such a big fish, is it still happening and aren't businesses getting the message now that they need to you know, do an audit, an overhaul, they need to fix this? Are we going to see now a sort of deluge of cases after Woolworths?
There is no doubt that a lot of companies are grappling with this right now. I can hear the frustration in Sandra Parker, the Fair Work Ombudsman's voice, as she talks about the fact that these companies need to be getting it right. And she is calling on boards and she's calling on CEOs and chairs to be asking the question, how do we know we have this right? I urge companies, if you have not recently reviewed your arrangements for all your workers, particularly salaried arrangements, if you haven't recently scrutinised this very carefully, if you haven't asked the question, is every hour that these people are working, is it being recorded? Do we know what hours they're working? Then you probably have this problem.
A short time ago, you just mentioned her name, Sandra Parker, the Fair Work Ombudsman spoke, and she says Woolworths hasn't made their people a priority.
If you said to a company like Woolworths, can you tell us, you know, what's happening in your supplies, as in your products, in your companies, in all the different arrangements you run, in all the widgets, they would say yes. and yet their employees are not getting paid properly. So I think they're not putting enough attention on it. We think the public asks us and wants us as regulators to verify those underpayments and to make sure that they're assessing them properly. And I think as the regulator, we're expected to provide some sort of comfort that it's not going to happen again. I mean, this is taxpayers' money that's paying for the Fair Work Ombudsman. We shouldn't have to hold the hands of companies as big as Woolworths. And unfortunately, that's what we're having to do. And we are saying to companies, get your act together.
That's the Fair Work Ombudsman, Sandra Parker, there. Get your act together. You're right. She sounded not only frustrated, but actually angry that a company as big as Woolworths could do this.
Yes, she did. And rightly, the comment she makes about taxpayer funding is really critical. So the Fair Work Ombudsman has been very focused on priorities that involve vulnerable workers, non-compliant sectors. The dollar only goes so far. Their resourcing only goes so far. They cannot have inspectors in ASX 200 companies checking that they're getting it right. And there are ways to get it right. Invest in the right systems. Invest in data analytics. I'm working at Deloitte with people who have the most amazing technology that once things are coded and set up right, can tell you when there are problems, enable you to identify them and rectify them quickly, not in 5 or 6 years, but straight away. These payroll systems are complicated. The awards are complicated, but you need to put systems in place to identify problems quickly so you can address them.
I have a text message here from Charlie who writes that it's time now for a Royal Commission into wage theft. Are we there yet?
That's not really for me to say. I am aware, for example, that the government has talked about criminalising wage theft, and the Minister, Christian Porter, has a consultation process underway about modifying the penalties that apply to underpayment of wages. So that the government is looking at this. It's up to the government to decide the best response to this issue. I think that there are issues around corporate Australia and whether or not that companies have really prioritised this area. But I don't know that a royal commission is the answer. I think the answer is for people sitting around boardrooms to be asking the right questions and investing appropriately and making sure that employees are paid fairly.
I've got to say, Natalie, we've been talking for a long time about wages just not growing enough in this country and this kind of, you know, halt on wages. It seems to me that there is a big case of wages that were meant to be paid not getting even paid. So we talk about the economy and money being spent. People don't even have the money they're meant to have, right?
It's an interesting question. I launched a book about wage growth a little while ago, and I pose the question, where is underpayment in the wage growth data, in the labour force data? So I don't imagine when the ABS rings to ask people about employers about what wages they're paying, that those employers are confessing to underpaying workers. So it's possible that wage growth is even lower than the figures suggest to us, because I don't believe that underpayment of wages, non-compliance like this, is factoring in the data.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Natalie James is a former Fair Work Ombudsman joining us on RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is the text line. I imagine many of you are as shocked as I am. Shocked is different to surprised, a different word, but Woolworths admitting to paying almost 6,000 staff underpaying 6,000 staff for the last 10 years. That's $300 million of underpayment from Woolworths. This isn't just some sort of cafe down the road that didn't know how to run its books. This is Woolworths. 0418 226 576.